Hello, my nerdy friends. My name is Neth, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. It's almost Christmas time. Break out the candy canes, the nativity scenes, the cookies, the milk, or better yet, the eggnog. Oh, I could bathe in that stuff. You know, on second thought, that actually sounds disgusting. Anyway, Christmas season is in full swing as we inch closer and closer to the big day. Now, during Christmas time, we have a lot of family traditions, like we go and eat freshly made biscuits and gravy with warm cinnamon apples made by my grandpa every Christmas morning, and we give each other gifts on Christmas morning as well. But one tradition that we've created in the past few years is our annual viewing of The Year Without a Santa Claus, a classic stop animation Christmas movie. Now, we've seen it so many times, it's becoming a sing-along and a Mystery Science Theater-esque watch party. Now, for those who haven't seen it, The Year Without a Santa Claus is about this year when Santa Claus doesn't fill up the snuff enough to deliver presents because the kids don't really believe in him anyway, so he cancels his trip around the world. Mrs. Claus, with the help of two elves, Jingle and Jangle, have to find a way to convince Santa that kids still care about him and Christmas. Now, in this process, they end up in a place called Southtown, USA. The reindeer they flew in on gets taken to the dog pound after being mistaken for a dog, and the only way for Jingle and Jangle to get it out of the pound is to convince the mayor that they are really elves and that is really their reindeer. And the way they can do that is by making it snow in Southtown. Simple enough, right? Wrong, because Mrs. Claus takes the two elves to go convince the Miser Brothers, the sons of Mother Nature, to comply with each other enough and let it snow in Southtown, as one is the heat miser in charge of bringing heat to hot areas, and the snow miser who brings cold to the cold areas. They don't agree until Mother Nature herself makes them agree on a deal to let it snow in Southtown and bring a little heat to the North Pole. So, yeah, it's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in within the span of 51 minutes, but that's why my family loves it. We especially love the Miser Brothers. It's funny how stubborn and unwilling they are to help without getting something in return. I mean, even when the joy of the world with Santa Claus and Christmas and giving gifts to the kids hangs in the balance, they're still stubborn. Now, we juxtapose this to Jesus, who gave himself willingly for the joy and life of the world, for everyone. Even those who wouldn't believe in him. He brought salvation and love to everyone and only asked belief in him in return. He gave so much for so little in return. And that brings us back to Christmas, where we celebrate his birth. Now, I want to encourage you guys to give freely this Christmas, wanting and expecting nothing in return. I know it's hard with the new games and consoles and books and toys and all that good stuff, but take this opportunity on a day where we celebrate Jesus to be like Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 through 11, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed in the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This Christmas, the time of giving, give freely and joyfully. Even if you don't feel like you can do that, God will provide for you. Give love and joy just as Jesus gave everything for us. And definitely, definitely don't be a miser. That's all the time I have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neth for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing. Oh, and Merry Christmas.